What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
What is up, Local Crown entrepreneurs? I am here today with Mike Sirocco, also known as C-Rock. I'm super excited for our podcast today. He has a ton of experience. He's worked with some incredible people. He has a book, and I'm pumped to hear all about it. So I'm going to hand over it to you, Mike. Get started. Where are you coming from? What do you do? How did you get there? Give us a little history.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a business guy, entrepreneur, author, speaker, performance coach, tech co-founder, you name it. I'm a father, husband. I mean, I'm all of it. But at the end of the day, I'm on a mission that all people are unstoppable to live in life of their dreams. And I filter everything through that, my thoughts, words, actions, my environment. And as long as it serves that mission, I keep it around. If it doesn't, I get rid of it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That's like a really good thing to even put out there. Just like as an introduction. I think that's super cool to just like, you're so aware of what you want in your life. So question, when it comes into you, doing all these things, being involved in so many different things, do you ever feel like sometimes you're just super sporadic, or are you just super focused on each individual thing, or do you run better with just like multiple different things going?
I have to have success in my life, pumping through my veins. And if I don't, I notice a difference in myself, like on my mood. I mean, I'm just like, I'm happier when I'm successful. So the more things I have going on where I don't have to be involved with every single one on a day-to-day basis necessarily, but I can have other people. Like you can't do great things without people. So when people see the stuff that I'm into and they're like, man, you got so much going on. It's really, I don't really have a whole lot going on. They're comparing it to themselves, doing things by themselves. And if it was me doing things by myself, I would do one thing, but I don't need to do that. I want success, and I want massive success. So I surround myself with great people. I add people to different things or partner up with and collaborate with other people. So I have a lot of going on, and I think that's better for me because there's more chances of success when you do that.
Awesome. Yeah. So when you were like first starting out and you were kind of figuring this out for yourself, maybe I'm assuming, when did you like create that plan and how did you get yourself? Because even though you're in a bunch of different things, each thing I'm sure has a specific set plan. And how do you recommend, I guess, being involved in so much with so many people, but sticking to a plan?
Well, no, I think it stems from what I talked about earlier, sticking to a mission, your core values and your mission. And as long as things align with that, then you're good. And as long as generally what you'll find is like, I'm in the mortgage industry, but then I also have a podcast. Well, the podcast helps the mortgage industry. I have tech co-founder of two companies. Both of those align well with the mortgage industry because everything I'm doing on that side, I can bring back and bring it into the mortgage business to make the mortgage business better or the relationships that develop from all of it. So, I mean, I think that most people should stick with one thing and get really good at it, which I did. And then from there, figure out like who can help me run this thing that I got going on. I might have to pay them, of course, but and take less money, but I'm going to maybe be able to make it bigger or add something to it to make it bigger. And you have a smaller piece of something massive rather than having a big piece of something small. So that's the thoughts that go through my head with that.
Awesome. Yeah. So when you were first starting out, and like I hear that a lot, is find something and become a master of it and then build off of it. So for someone like personally, I don't really know exactly what I'd want to master right now, but I definitely know I'm looking for that. How do you keep people going on that mission to look for those things and find what, like I core values and everything I obviously play in, but like, is there anything to keep them going? Like when they get a little stuck or obstacles?
Well, I think that first of all, you really need to get clear and focused on what you want in an ideal life. Like what would the perfect life be with no limitations? See, my coach said it best. He said it, told me the other day, he said, we're born in this world to have it all. And then as we go through our lives, we're conditioned to have just enough. Mm-hmm. We want to go back to where like we were conditioned or brought into this world to have it all and think about the life of having it all. There's nothing wrong with having it all. Yeah. You can help more people. Like a lot of people say, that's greedy. No, it's not greedy. You can give more when you have it all, right? You can do whatever you want to help people. There's no limitations when you have it all. So we should all be shooting to have it all, whatever all is to you, and getting really clear on that. And it can change. Most people, by the way, Antonio, they don't get their clear vision of their clear ideal life because they think that it can't change if they do that. They think it's set in stone.
Yeah.
And it can't evolve. It's not, it's a living organism. It actually can evolve. So you need to get really clear on your ideal life to start. And then you can add and change things as you go, but getting something as a target to shoot for. And then as you're going and you come across opportunities in employment, careers, entrepreneurship, whatever, as long as it aligns with your ideal life that you have in your target, then you go with it. If it doesn't, you don't go with it. And it makes it very easy because we want simplification in our lives. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's complication. We have all these different choices and options and distractions, but if you can narrow it down to what is called a binary decision, which means one way or the other, right? Building, destroying, towards or away, good or bad, serves it or doesn't serve it. Those are the decisions you want to get down to as quickly as possible, and it'll make it easier for yourself.
Yeah, that sounds like honestly, people just overcomplicate things, which is what I'm finding a lot with all these podcasts is you guys like make it so simple. But when I'm thinking about it in my mind from a day to day, it's just so much more complicated, you know?
Yeah. Now I'll ask you a question. Are you writing your goals down every day in the morning?
So I do. I actually, the other day I created a vision board and so someone was like, take a whole day and create a vision board. And I was all, that's easy. I know exactly what I want. I imagine it all the time. I spent the whole day sitting in front of a blank board because I actually felt like I had no idea. And then just like the last week or two of using that and like having legitimate pictures of what I want is actually 100% made a difference.
Yeah. Why did it make a difference?
I think because I actually have something completely clear to imagine now. Like before I would imagine, oh, I'm in shape. But like when it got really hard, I'd be like, you know, I'm in shape. I'm good. You know, I don't have to go to the gym today. But then when I imagine the picture that I like would like to be, I'm like, I am nowhere near that. I need to go to the gym. So yeah.
And but you see what happened is you're like, you told yourself a story of why you were good the way you were. And, you know, everybody's good where they are. It's about where you want to be. And so where do you live, by the way?
I live in Colorado.
Okay. And so Colorado, is this where you would want in an ideal life to live in Colorado?
Not currently, no.
Okay. So yeah. So what you need to do is set your sights on where you want to go. And then you don't have to worry about the how. That's where people get mixed up a lot of times. Like, I need to know how I'm going to do that. Yeah. No. You set yourself up a target, commit to it, and then you'll figure out how to do it. Like, you'll be open to the opportunities. You'll be open to the ways. It'll come about if you're committed enough. And so, but writing specifically, not just a vision board, but writing your goals down every morning will get you focused on that target and get rid of the distractions. That's where I was going with that, because we are focused on what's going on around us all the time.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get, there's chaos and there's confusion, and you can't be successful when there's chaos and confusion. So you need to zero in on your targets, and you do that by writing your goals down. Anytime you feel distracted, anytime you feel chaos and confusion, you write your goals down again. And mm-hmm. I have mine. I mean, I've written my goals down like crazy. Like I have notebooks around me all the time so that I can write things down.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it, man.
Yeah. And I was going to ask like a follow-up on that. Just how do you get, is that exactly how you get out of that mindset of, oh, it's good enough right now? Cause I know that's also a big thing people have. I have it is I'm really comfy right now. My life's, you know, like pretty good. It's not what it would make me happy, but it's okay. And I feel like that talks me out of things more often than not.
Yeah. So one of the most dangerous places you can be is comfortable.
Yep.
And that leads to complacency. And if you're looking at graphs, like you should be graphing things in your life, thinking about your health, your diet, your finances, your relationships, like you can graph things. Like you, if something doesn't really have a number, you can kind of give it a rating, right? 1 to 10, right?
Yeah.
And you should see on a daily basis for things that you have in your life over months time, your graph should go on an upward trajectory like this. When you're comfortable and complacent, that's a flat graph. And a flat graph will fall because things happen in life. There's economies, there's accidents, there's your mindset, like people, distractions, and the graph, it'll pull the graph down like gravity. So you want to make sure you have an upward trajectory graph in all the areas of your life. And you can actually just think and envision this every day to assess your life. Like, okay, where am I with my communication? Where am I with my attitude and mindset? how am I in my relationships, my finances, my work, this and that. And you go through it every single night. That way, you know, the next day, what you need to do and what you need to focus on. If you wait to the end of the week or the end of the month or quarter, or at the end of the year, or not do it at all, you're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. So, but to me, I just know that my kryptonite is being comfortable and complacent. Mm-hmm. And so I never let myself go there, because anytime I've done that in my past, something bad has followed.
Yeah. So I've got a question, because I feel like I'm the same way. And I feel like I'm actually like currently, I hope other people and listeners are currently listening in this same spot. How do you go about cutting out people that aren't necessarily, or not people or things that aren't necessarily bad, but like, you know, they're not what you need, but you don't want to cut it out, because it's like, you know, I love these things in a way, but I just think there's too much of that. Is there like a way you kind of balance that?
Well, first of all, I just had a talk today with my team about this, about eliminating. So one of my mentors, I was hanging out last week with Grant Cardone. Mm-hmm. He was talking about, what are you going to give up to get what you want? Yeah. And he said, every time he's made an elevation in his life, he had to give something up. It was right after he gave something up. So what you need to do is kind of look through your life and say, okay, what do I have in my life that's wasting my time, distracting me, keeping me from my purpose? And you can, if it's a person, you can talk to the person and handle it. Say, hey, listen, here's my purpose. This is what I'm going to be going to do. And I would really love your support. And if you're down with it, great. If you're not, you know, you may be seeing less of me, because I need to really be conscious of my time. My time is very valuable. So is yours. And, you know, I need to go where I'm going, and mm-hmm. just have the conversation with them. And if they don't want to serve that mission with you or support you or anything like that, they self-select out of your life.
Yeah.
Because if they don't do it, then why do you want them in your life if they're not helping you get to where you want to go or serve your mission, whatever your mission is? It could be people, it could be things, but you have to go through and analyze what you don't need in your life. This could be also tasks and activities that you might be wasting your time on. Not you, I'm saying in general, right? Like social media, are you consuming social media or are you producing in social media? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference. Like you could be in, if you're a consumer, you're in there wasting time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If you're a producer, you're putting content out there and checking your DMs and reaching out to people through DMs, and that's producing, right?
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things you can look at, and you just do it. Like, you don't put any emotion behind it. If it's a person, listen, you only want people in your environment and around you that support you. Anything else will hold you back and live an ordinary life where you're just getting by.
Yeah.
And that's no way to live, because we only get one life on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's like a good way to kind of flip it, is I think people just think, well, I'm going to lose this person. But you don't have to lose the person. You just have to have a talk with, if they still want to be a part of what you're doing.
Why would you want the person around you and spending time with you if they are holding you back?
Yeah, exactly.
Why,
yeah.
Why would you? They're like if you just said something like, you know, I don't want to lose this person. Well, if the person's not supporting you and lifting you up and they're holding you back, you ain't losing them. If you let them go, you know what I mean? There's nothing to lose.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But we get stuck.
But if it's a loving person and they're supportive and encouraging and helping you and this and that, that's different, right? We don't, those are the people that we should be concerned about losing.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Yeah. So I know that you talk about like that a lot, and you have a book called Rocket Fuel, and you talk about like overcoming these obstacles and things and kind of doing what you just did. Like, you turned something that people see very negative and hard to deal with into, that sounded like a conversation I could have with someone tomorrow, you know, like it's just right. Simple. So like, how do you go about that? And like, can you speak to that?
Yeah. Well, are you asking me how do I turn setbacks into rocket fuel?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, early stages in your life, before you really refine your engine, you need to use anything you can as fuel. And fuel is training sessions. Fuel is fuel, like motivation or energy. But when you're early on, like, you got to take everything. So it could be a setback. It could be a discouraging person. It could be a disappointment. It could be an upset, all that stuff. You store it in your tank instead of your trunk. In your trunk, it'll weigh you down and slow you down. And most people keep their stuff there. You want to store it in your tank where you can convert it into fuel.
Yeah.
Now, once you start, you'll see this as you go through a process of your journey of refining yourself and self-development and personal development. You'll get to a point where the toxic fuel doesn't do anything for you anymore. you'll get to a point where it just jams you up and slows you down. So then you need to start thinking about, okay, I need higher octane fuel. When you get past this certain level, your dreams and goals become your new fuel because you have a belief system now that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to, that you're in control, that you're the cause of everything. And I truly believe that we were put on this planet by an all-powerful God, and he gave us the power to be the cause of everything that happens in our lives. And so once you get to that understanding and truly believe that, then your goals and dreams become your fuel. And that's a much higher octane fuel. It's cleaner burning fuel, and it'll take you a lot further. So I wrote in the book a little bit about my story, a lot about my story, and also the journey that I've gone over the last couple of years. But even after I published the book, and it was just done in last May, just under a year ago, I've gone through so much more development, and I'm 44, almost 45 years old.
Yeah.
So I could write another book based on the span from when my book came out till now, even because I'm always learning, and I encourage everyone else to always learn, never stop. You're never there. So yeah, the book's about converting setbacks, become unstoppable. And it's just really just the start of my journey into creating unstoppable people.
Yeah. And I know, like, another thing that you really preach on is, like, what are you made of? Is that whole, like, concept and ideal of yours, like, just come from kind of going through these obstacles and building yourself up? You just have to keep asking yourself that and just kind of living your life through that.
Yeah. Everything you go through is a training session or is fuel, like everything you go through in your life. Right. And so when I'm going through tough times or things are great and I just want to take it to the next level because I'm not going to get comfortable, I ask myself, like, what are you made of, Mike? Like, C-Rot, what are you made of? Let's go. Come on. Look at all the stuff you've been through. Like, you got this. You're built for this. And so that's a question I ask myself. And I tend to talk to myself a lot because I want somebody around me all the time that thinks like me. And I named the show that because I bring guests on my show to ask questions like that. Like, what are you made of? What is going into making you? What's the ingredients that have gone into making you who you are?
Yeah. Yeah. Something I find that I ask myself a lot is, was that the best you could do? Which I don't know if that's maybe a little negative on the side facts, but I was like, always be like, yeah, you could have done better there. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So. No, that's assessing. Assessing leads to elevation. If you don't take the time to assess, then you're not going to elevate. So you need to know where you are and what you've done so that you can change or elevate it. Right. So no, there's nothing negative about that.
Awesome. Well, good. Yeah. I was like, cause that's what I always talked about. So when I read that, that's like, that was your question. I was like, I wonder if he asks himself that all the time.
Like I do.
Awesome. So yeah, you said you work with like Grant Cardone. That's awesome. And like, I know a big thing about people working today and trying to get into that positive mindset, it's all about those people that are kind of there already. I have a huge problem in my life where I'm upset I'm not as far along as they are. And it really like messes with my mind a little bit. Do you have a way to get around that where you're like, okay, I need to realize where I'm at and realize they've been past a lot of the things I have, but obviously I'm not going to be where they're at right now. And like, I need to keep
pushing. Yeah. The journey to success is often invisible, right? You don't get to see everything that they've been through. Speaking of Grant, I think he's done thousands and thousands of speaking engagements, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how many social media posts, like just ridiculous amount of blogs, made several mistakes, worked his tail off to get to where he is today.
Yeah,
it's very easily for me to look at him and say, man, why am I not there yet? Why is it so hard to get downloads? Why is it so hard to get likes and comments and, you know, sell tickets to an event? Like, why is it so hard? But yet you forget about the stuff that they did to get to where they are. You don't even understand how much money is being spent in marketing and advertising to get to where they are currently. They spend like $12 million a year in marketing and advertising. Like that's what it takes, right? So you can't compare yourself. It's like apples and oranges. And here's the other thing, Antonio, this is very important to understand. Anything that comes easy or fast will go just as quicker. So you don't like, it's nice to think that, man, I'd love to have money right now, like more money, right? Or I'd love to have more success. And it just comes like that. And anytime people win the lottery, they go broke.
Yeah.
People gamble, they lose it back. You know, it's just the way the world is, and you don't appreciate the effort and everything if it comes quick. So you got to put your time in, you got to be patient, you got to trust the process. And that's me preaching to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, so true. I think you just said, like, you don't see how much they spend on all these things and what they're putting into it, but you see the results. So you're kind of like, wow, why can't I have that? You know?
Yeah. Because we didn't do the stuff that it takes to get there. That's like, you got to tell yourself that when that question comes up is, what am I willing to do to get that?
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome. So. Yeah. So just like a fun question here. I know that you guys have an event coming out soon in Miami, Florida. And I know you're like more than welcome to kind of explain that and stuff, but I actually wanted to know what the best part for you about having those events are for people and entrepreneurs and seeing people.
Yeah. Well, first of all, this event that we're having in Miami is a mastermind, and it's a true mastermind in the sense of Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, where we go around, each person has a chance to sit on the hot seat, so to speak, and they express an opportunity that they have or a challenge that they have or a connection that they need or a problem in their business. And people in the room get to go around and ask clarifying questions about that issue.
Cool.
And then from there, after that, they offer suggestions for that person. And some of the most innovative, most groundbreaking things have happened in true masterminds. Yeah. And so I'm going to have that essence and then a couple speakers in there as well, talking about money execution. Like how do I execute on my knowledge and expertise? What's the best way to do that? And so that's what this event is in Miami. And it's centered around the tech product that we have called Blueprinted, which is a marketplace for people to put blueprints in for like experts and know how to do things step-by-step and give people a step-by-step guide to achieve something, not a course, but just a task-oriented list of things that they can do in order to achieve a goal in all different categories.
Yeah.
The most beneficial part of the events is just the relationships, right? Getting together, networking, and then when you mastermind, great things happen. But the other thing is that the breakthroughs that happen and the people that leave something and then go implement and then see a big result in their life. That's just powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And like, when did you have that click moment for you of like this powerful thing? That's just like, what was that life moment for you of everything coming together?
Well, you know what? I think it hasn't all come together yet.
Still in the works.
And I don't know that it ever will, but I do know that once I got my mission and I was clear on my mission that all people are unstoppable to live in the life of their dreams, I developed my core values and our team's core values. Like that's when it really lined up because again, it got rid of all the distractions and became so clear with binary decisions.
Yeah. Like it all just made sense.
Yeah. And I know that I can operate throughout my day and I can run my calendar and I can do my activities based on serving my mission or not.
Yeah.
Serving my mission or not. If it's not, get rid of it.
Yeah. Two options. Yes or no. That sounds like, yeah, so simple and so easy to implement. Honestly. Yep. Awesome. Well, I enjoyed every minute of talking with you today. How do we find you? How do we reach out? If we want to go look up the event and Blueprint and everything else, what do we look at?
Yeah. So if you're interested in going to Miami and joining us, that's blueprinted.com/mastermind. That's BLOO, not like the color, blooprinted.com/mastermind. And you can find me on Instagram at Mikey C Rock or Clubhouse or LinkedIn. Those are the best places where you can find me very easily.
Yeah. Awesome. And it sounds like you're reaching out and doing great things. And one of those masterminds would be so incredible to go to. So if there's more, keep looking for them. And I hope you guys all tune in and I'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.